the word this morning comes from Lucas 17 verse 17. Jesus answering said,
Ndipo Yesu anayankha nati,
were there not 10 cleaned?
Kodi sanakonzedwa 10?
But where are the 9?
Koma alikuti asanu ndi anayi aja.
Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?
Amene anakonzedwa analipo 10, koma nanga 9 alikuti.
This we hope to consider and meditate upon. With the help of the Lord. And this question comes from the mouth of Jesus. He is asking the question. Not us. The question is coming to a village. Because in verse 12 we read, and he entered into a certain village.
And
then he asked this question, were there not 10 clean? And he asked, where are the 9?
And
now he asks this village, were not 10 cleaned? But where are the 9? Though Christ is as though Christ comes to this village today with that question. Who can answer it? Who should give answer today? If Christ stands here today, through the preaching of the word, and asks this question, and he also asks for an answer. For this answer, we will go further into the chapter.
Because
maybe you say, if this question is asked to us, and we have to give answer, then help us to understand. The Holy Spirit, help us today to bring it to the heart. Jesus Christ is on his way to Jerusalem. We know from the history that he has come to this earth, the Son of God, the promised Messiah, and now he is in his ministry. As he works in his ministry, he has much work. And we see throughout his work he goes through villages, And also in it and through Israel.
Komanso mudziwa Israeli.
In Jerusalem.
Mzinda wa Yerusalemu.
His work is not confined to one place.
Mshito ya Yesu Kristo mudubikwa dziko la pansi sangokhala bana wamodzi ayi.
For he's come to this world.
Chifukwa chibwana kwedzera pa dziko la pansi.
To show himself in a figurative way that he is the Son of God. And as he proves to the people that he is the Messiah, he also gives to them miracles. See, he came healing the people, opening the eyes of the blind, healing the lame, the cripple, raising the dead. And he did this to prove through these wonders and miracles who he was.
Because
the prophet said he would come healing. Yeah, with healing in his wings. And who believed his report? But Christ,
Yesu Kristu,
he was persistent. He had one mission. To do the will of his Father. And he knew he would be hated and despised. And yet he went throughout the villages healing. This time he passes through to Jerusalem. He passes through Samaria and
Galilee.
But he comes to a certain village. And there are 10 leprous men. These men stood afar off, and they began to call and ask him to have mercy upon them. Would he do that? Would he have mercy on them? See, these men were not allowed to associate in the
village.
The disease of leprosy was spreadable. If these lepers would get too close to the village, the village would all run out and chase them away. They were sick. And they were dying. 10 in total. As Jesus is passing through, these lepers, they come a little closer. Actually, they come too close. However, they're close enough to see Christ. And still far enough away that they would not be chased away. Is there any lepers amongst us?
It
may seem like a strange question. But we ask again, Is there any lepers amongst
us?
See, if we look at each other, we wouldn't notice.
We'd
have to say no, there's no
lepers.
But don't look at your skin. Leprous on this would show on the skin. Great boils and sores. So far we know we don't see that. So we're going to ask us again. Is there any lepers
among us?
Do you know where to find lepers? Do you know where we have to look? In our heart. That's where we will find leprosy. Now, if there's leprosy amongst us, then that's why Jesus came.
It
was not for nothing that he walked through this village. He came to show his power. See, but most lepers, in the heart, had no need of him. As he's going through this village, why is there not 10 general people? Just 10 villagers. Running out to him and saying, God have mercy on us. See, here's the lesson. Nobody has need of them, of him, unless they're sick. See, unless they are not allowed to come into the village. That's the same here today. Nobody has need of Christ. No one. Unless you're sick. If you are sick, then you need Christ. So we ask again. Is there any lepers among
us?
If you look into our hearts, what do you see? Do you see righteousness? A good person? A holy person? If anyone can say that, and if anyone should believe that today, then you've come to the wrong place. For today,
well,
his word is open. He invites sick people. See, he always came to sinners.
Yes, and
he always healed the blind. The lame.
And
see, if one was not blind, why would one go to Christ and say, open my eyes? And so no one did that. Because the sick need a physician. See, so we need to determine first if he's here today, desires to heal lepers. We need to first know if we are lepers. Not on our skin. That was a symbol. But are we leprous in our hearts? If you look inside, what do we see? Dishonesty. Lies. Deceit.
chinyengo chili mumtima.
Only unholiness.
Komanso kupanda chiyero chili kumtima.
That's the leprosy.
Tikati khate ndeimeneyo.
See, because in when the catechism was explained,
kufuga ngati mukumbuka pamene mafotokoza katekisimu abusa chikato pamene mapunzitsa,
how do we know our sin and misery?
Kuti timadziwa bwanji kuti munthu ngochima komanso kuopsha kwa chimo timakudziwa bwanji.
And the law is brought forward,
ndipo ambiri anabwera ndithu,
by 10 commandments,
atimaona tsono kunikira kuna kuti tibadziwa chifukwa cha malamulo 10,
summed up in 2,
ndipo ma ena akhala awiri,
love God above all and your neighbor as yourself,
magawa awiri wanikona kuti ukonde Mulungu ndi mtima wako wonse.
Then it could not be otherwise,
ndipo siwakhalizo njira inayi,
that each one of us here today,
kuti yena Yesu waife pano,
our conscience accused us,
kuti mtima wake kumutsutsa.
How do we love God and our neighbor as ourselves?
Mulungu timakonda bwanji na anga anzathu timakonda bwanji.
Now that's the leprosy.
Ibena yoro ndekhani.
The law shows us that we are nothing but leprous inside. Unable to please God. Yeah, worse. Unwilling to please
God.
So these 10 lepers, they called and cried out,
"Yeah, you are that fool, I'll get on a Yesu.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Ambuye, mudijidila ife jifundo.
Would Christ have mercy upon them?
Kodi Yesu adawa jila jifundo iwo?
Or would he continue to go to Jerusalem?
Kapena dango pili za basi, ukani mena ushidwa meneo.
No, yeah, Christ surely would have mercy.
Ndithu Yesu pamene anaitana anachita chifundo anthuwa.
For that's why he came.
Chifukwa chake chimene iye anabwerera.
He came to save.
Iye Yesu anabwerera kuti apulumutse
that which was lost.
Chimene chili chotayika.
But how did Christ have mercy upon him?
Koma kufunso ndi Lodi kodi Yesu achita bwanji iwo chifundo.
What did Christ say?
Yesu anati chiyani?
It would seem rather strange to us.
Mwina jikoza kala chinthu chachilendo pakati pathu.
Go show yourself to the priest.
Akuti anthu ya Israeli ngoti pitani mukadzionetsere kwa ansembe.
Why does Christ,
wayachani Yesu,
not just heal them?
Osati awachiritse.
Why is the priest brought in?
Wayachani Yesu akuikapo kuti angopita akadzionetsere kwa ansembe.
Christ says this,
Yesu akunena izi,
because
chifukwa
something is needed,
chinthu chinachake chikufunika,
and must be brought out,
ndipo chichoke pakati pawo,
out of the lepers,
ndipo khalilawo lichoke,
to for the leprosy to be removed,
kuti khate lichotsedwe payana ina kuti chachina chaka mphamini wakhatewa.
What was needed?
Kodi chimafunika kuti achite nchana anthuwa.
What was Christ looking for?
Kodi Yesu amafuna pochiyani?
Why did Christ say, go show you to the church?
Wayani Yesu akwauza khate dzakhume kuti pitani mukadzionetsere kwa ansembe.
Christ was looking for one thing.
Chimene Yesu amafuna chinthu chimodzi.
Although he knew their heart,
chifukwa ngakhale Yesu amadziwa mitima ya anthu aja,
he was to prove that.
Amafuna kuti nakuti aonetsere.
He was looking for,
chimene amafuna Yesu,
faith.
Amafuna chikhulupiriro.
That's what would be proven.
Chipene chinayenera ndithu kumuyenereza munthu uja kuti akhale ochiritsira kukhalelija.
They said, Master,
ndiyakunena kuti
have mercy upon us.
Kuchitira ife chifundo.
And Christ says,
ndiye Yesu akuti,
I already have mercy on you.
Ndachita kale ndakuchitira ndikale chifundo.
You believe it?
Mukhulupirira.
See, they would be proven if they would believe it.
Ndiye kuti chikhulupiriro chawo chochena kuonetsera kuti akhulupirira.
Here are 10 lepers.
Ndipo apa tikuona akhate 10.
Christ continues to walk.
Ndiye Yesu akupitiliza ulendo wake.
Would they do it?
Kodi iwowo adapitadi kukadzionetsera kwa ansembe.
Would they go show himself to the priest?
Kodi adalina iwowo adalimba mtima kupita kukadzionetsera kwa ansembe.
For this is not just a command.
Kodi iitu kuti apita kanazonetsere kwa sebe sila mlolo kai.
To go do something simple. But this is a command.
Koma iini lamulo.
That is impossible.
Kuti ndiyo sateka kuti chitike.
It's an impossible command.
Ndi lamulo kapena kuti achikakamizo chovuta kuti chitike.
You ask why?
Mwina mufuza chikoja chani.
Because lepers were not allowed to the temple. Lepers were not even allowed in the village. So now Jesus Christ is asking them, actually telling them, to go do the impossible. They would have pondered with themselves. What do we do? This man tells us to do something we're not allowed to do. And maybe they thought, we're disappointed. We thought he would disappoint. Now, how do we make application today? Because although this happened literally, it's teaching us something today. Christ is commanding all of us to do the impossible. Christ says,
Yes, akuti.
Even yet today,
ngakhale pakati pathu lero,
believe in the Son of God and ye shall be saved.
Mukhulupirire mwana wa Mulungu ndipo mudzapulumutsidwa.
But we cannot believe.
Ndipo ife nkosatheka kuti tikhale ndi chikhulupiriro.
It's impossible.
Nkosatheka ndithu.
Because we're dead.
Chifukwa ife ndife akufa muzimu.
In sins and misery.
Tafa ife chifukwa cha machimo athu.
Christ says, convert yourself.
Ndiye Yesu akuti udzipulumutse wekha kapena kuti mtima wako utembenuke ndi mphamvu yako.
Christ says,
Yesu akuti,
sin no more.
Usadzachimwenso.
Repent.
Tembenuka mtima.
And we have to say, it's impossible. Have you come to that conclusion? Trying to save yourself? Trying to do better? Trying to change your lives? Trying to be more loving? In one word, trying to keep the commands of God? And every time we fail, and worse yet, when he says, believe on the Son of God, I have no faith. I have to cry out. I have no faith to believe. I have no faith to believe. And how? Why have we got no faith? Because it's the gift of God. So these 10 lepers stand there for a few moments. What do we do? We are not allowed to go to the priest. The law says that only when we are cleansed we can show ourselves to the priest. See, Christ,
Yesu Kristu,
he's testing them. Will they be obedient in faith? Or will they walk away disappointed? See, they begin to walk.
Kumalo,
Do Why is that?
Chifukwa cha chani?
Why do they begin to walk to the temple?
Chifukwa cha chani anthu ajalamba kuyenda kupita kwa Yesu kwa ansembe.
Because the sickness,
chifukwa matenda,
and the despair,
komanso kakasemana anali naye,
that they have because of the incurable leprosy, gives them to say, we die anyway, we perish anyway. Let us do it. That's what happens in our soul. That is the salvation of Christ. For if today the Holy Spirit is convicting us of our leprous heart, then it can be no other way that we begin to groan inside. Because if we are leprous in our heart, then there is no hope for us. And we're hopeless. That means that as I continue to live, I'm only living on this earth to eventually die and eternally be lost. And that's gripping you, maybe it's been gripping you for months or weeks. Or maybe the Holy Spirit is convicting you yet just today. Oh, this is the work of the Holy Spirit to drive us and guide us to obedience. For otherwise, we don't need a Savior. We don't need a physician. If we're not sick, we don't need Christ. If we're not lost, are you lost? Are we lepers? In our heart. These 10 lepers are driven out through the need. And they actually say, If we stay here, we die anyway. But if we go, who knows? So they go.
So Parisi adanya muka kadia yang kupita.
But here's the wonder. As they're going, they are cured. See, that is how faith works. Faith believes something that cannot be seen. See, because if I told you that in another village, hidden in a hole somewhere, there was a lot of gold, you probably wouldn't believe me. However, if you go and see, and you find it, you would have said he was right. But faith works different.
So
faith believes without seeing. And these 10 lepers don't even have to come to the priest as a leper. But they are cleansed along the way. Now we come to our text. They begin to rejoice. They begin to be very happy. They begin to sing. They are so excited. Their leprosy is leaving them.
wakati lose la choga kungu la branchi make.
And as they are on their way to the priest, there's one man who has a very big difficulty. He's also being healed. Except there's something bothering
him.
He is not allowed to come, go to the priest. You say, I'm confused. If they were cleansed, then they're allowed to go to the priest. Then they have to show that they're
cleansed.
They have to give an offering. And according to the laws, the priest would declare them clean. Allowing them to go in the village and in the temple free. But this one man, his leprosy is gone. But he's not allowed in the temple. See this? For him becomes even more needful. What shall he do? Why is this man and not the other nine able to go to the priest? Luke 17, verse 16, gives us the answer. It's the last part of that verse. We read, and he was a Samaritan. He was a Samaritan. Samaritans
Asamaria
were enemies. They were not allowed in the temple. So as a Samaritan, even cleansed, he would not be able to
come to the
priest. Friends, we're working ourselves to a point here. So we need everyone to pay close attention. Because it's giving us a serious lesson today. And it has application for us today.
9
go to the priest.
There's
one more left. He's clean. Not allowed to go to the priest. And what shall he do? Because someone has to declare him clean. The priest has to declare him clean before he can be back in the village. That's the law. He stands by himself. He's clean, but he's not declared clean. 9 are at the priest, giving their offering and doing the sacrifice. But one, though he's clean, is in great trial. What's he going to do? What shall he do? He makes a resolution. If he can't go to that priest, there's only one more thing left
for him.
He'll go to the person, the master, who told him in the first place to go to the priest. That's his only option. Is that your only option? What a deep application this has. I want everyone, including me, to search our hearts. The knowledge that there is a Savior is not going to save us. Having a Bible in our hand and reading it from front to back does not save us. Knowing that there's a Redeemer and being taught that He saves from sins is not enough. Coming to church each Sunday and being taught out of the catechism is not enough. Believing that Jesus Christ came and that He is a loving Master and Savior, believing this in our minds is not enough. Believing and knowing in our minds that there's a God that there's an eternity is not enough. And that's what these nine had. They were okay, happy, excited, and even thankful that they were healed outwardly. That their boils were gone. Now ask a question. Like Christ asked the question, where are the nine? One came back and fell down on his face upon his knees and worshipped him. Now I ask, Where do you think that worship came from? Do you think it came from his mind? Or do you think it came from his heart? When we read here that he fell down on his face at his feet and gave him thanks, do you think that was from the heart? Or just a quick thank you that he was cleansed? No, see, this one man being a Samaritan, since he was not allowed to the temple, he only wanted one thing. To be near to Jesus Christ. The great physician. Because in his heart, he had to say, I cannot go to the priest.
I
cannot rely on the great religion of
Israel.
So give me Jesus or I
die.
This is my only hope. If I have to walk through the village, they're going to say, who declared you clean? And he's going to have to say, not the priest. Because if he would see the priest, they would know he's lying.
Because
they would say, you're a Samaritan. You are not allowed in the temple. So as he walked around, and then they would say, who made you whole? Who declared you
clean?
He would have to say, Jesus Christ. He made me clean. And then what would happen? He would be cast out. Because they didn't recognize Jesus Christ. So he came down to at Jesus' feet. And he said, give me Jesus or I die. And you. In our leprous hearts, if by faith our leprous heart is cleansed, have you gone back to the cleansing? Or is a little bit of outward duty in religion
going to
be good enough for you? Coming Sunday to church, is that
going
to be enough? Did you show yourself to the priest and live the rest of your life? And are you living the rest of your life without Christ? See, because now we come to the question that Christ asked. He says, were there not 10 cleansed? Did I not clean 10? By my authority? And he says, because there's only one there that came back to Jesus. He's asking, where are the 9? And he's asking today, where are the
9?
Not in a literal sense. He gives the number 10. Because 10, 100, and 1,000. Throughout the whole Bible, the number 10 or 100 or 1,000
number 10 ikapena 100 kapena 1,000
is a complete number.
Imene ndi number ya pumpu kapena number yokwanira imene number yokwanira
compassing everyone
andipo imene number ina iliyose kuba yokwanira.
Do you want an example?
Ufuna kupesa chitsanzo sobani?
10 tribes
mafuko kuba mafuko kuba Israel.
10 tribes of Israel
mafuko kuba Israel.
But that included everyone within the tribe. Right? So what he's saying here, today, by the number 10, there is a just like the 10 tribes. He's saying only one tribe came back. Just to give us a better understanding. So he's saying here, there's a few amongst us that came back to Christ. And there's a few amongst us that said, give me Jesus or I die. There's a few amongst us that cannot do one day without the Savior. The one who cleansed us. There's a few amongst us, even in this village, that have to say day by day, I can live only by faith. I look on the person of Christ. I wake up with Christ. I go to sleep with Christ. I embrace Christ. Because without Him, I am lost. He cleansed me.
Yes,
He took away my sins. He took away my leprous heart. And now I cling to Him. And everything I do, everything I say, and I wait as I cling by faith to the day He'll take me home. He's saying, this afternoon, what about the other nine? What a compassionate God we have. He just doesn't take the one with Him and go. He asks a convicting question. He's even asking those around Him. The one Samaritan, he's praising Christ. He's busy glorifying Christ. But Christ is looking around. There's lots of villagers around. And He's saying to everyone, didn't I clean
the
Why is there only one? Are all of the other nine no more in need of me? They don't need me anymore. They're okay with the religion. They're okay with the priest. The priest declaring them clean. That's what he's asking today. He's asking the village today, have you been cleansed? Only in an outward way? We mean this. The religion that we have. The mercy of God that He brought these Bibles here to this
place.
The mercy of God that He gave. A building. And His word to come here. His mercy that He brought His living word, His name to this village. Is that enough for you? Then you're of the nine. Friends, it's a convicting question. I know it. Because I have to ask myself day to day. And we all here have to answer the same question. If, have we come to Christ? After he cleansed us. After he convicted us and brought the gospel to our heart, we have to ask that he brought this gospel to our heart. Was that enough? Or did you come back? And if you came back to the feet of Christ and you had no other choice and you came there to the foot of the cross and you had to say, "Oh great and holy God, you brought the gospel to the village. I heard there's a Savior. I heard there's a way of escape. I hear it in the church that there's a way of escape where my sins can be forgiven. Oh, reveal it to me. And you're at the feet of Christ. When you're at those feet, what do you see? The ones amongst us, if you've been there, and God knows your heart, you know what you saw. What did you see when you went to the feet of Christ? You saw a Christ that was dying. You saw a Christ that was nailed to a cross. You saw a Christ, a Savior, whose hands were bore with nails. You saw a Christ whose feet were bore through. You saw a Christ who had you saw a Christ whose blood drips. And as you're at his feet, and you by faith, you take his feet, and you look up, you saw a bleeding Christ, a dying Christ. And you had to ask this for me. Oh, then you sink away in admiration. Can you believe it? A Savior who whispers and looks us in the eye and says, "I forgive you." As he hangs upon the cross in his dying love. And he looks at us. And he says, "Ah, this is a wonder. Come closer. Come closer." And as you come closer by faith, his blood drips upon you. Drips right into your heart. And cleanses you. For the blood of the Lamb cleanses from all sins and takes away the leprosy. Where are the other nine? The other nine who don't come back to Christ. The other nine, who on the outward skin have a good knowledge, a good understanding of the catechism, some understanding of the Bible, goes week to week, in a religious way. Maybe singing even. And even talking about the mercies of a kind of God. But are not cleansed in the heart. It's a convicting message today. But why did he ask? Where are the other nine? Just to prove that only one.
Believed
him? No. Just to let the village know? No. That's not Christ. You know why he asked for
it?
Because he had compassion on them. Because he didn't want the other nine to perish in some outward knowledge. But he wanted them to come to him too. That's why he's asking. Where are the other nine? And he's asking this village. This question comes amongst us. Is there another nine? And the other nine, they comprehend all those here today who have not come back to Jesus. So not one of us is excluded. The invitation comes out today to the smallest of child and to the oldest of
person.
Not one is excluded in the nine. And not even the greatest sinner is excluded. Even if you're 60 or 70. And you have to maybe say, the little children, they have not sinned so much. But I have 70 years of sin. And Christ asked, where are you? Where are the other nine? When he asks this question, and the one that is before him is praising him, then he says one more thing. And this goes into the heart. He says to him, arise.
Zuga.
See, because he was still down worshiping him. But he takes out his hand. He says, arise. He lifts him up. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. The faith that he had that he, when he returned to Christ, that faith made him whole. But I thought he was whole already. I thought his leprosy was gone. Here is the mystery. Faith made him whole in his heart. Now, and he says, go thy way. What do you think? Did he go to the priest? I don't think so. I think he went away leaping and skipping. He went the other way. And some people may have come to him and said, who declared you free? And then you know what he said? If I live or I die,
it
doesn't matter to me. But I will declare the name of the living God. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He made me clean. And he healed me. They maybe picked some stones. they hated the name of Jesus. And he said, if you throw them to
me,
it won't matter. Because I am made whole by God Jesus Christ. See, he went his way. And all fear was taken away. But where were the other nine? They had no need of him. See? When we are brought in conviction to the truth that we are lepers, that's where it starts. Because a whole bunch of preachers in
Malawi
are going to just tell you that God is good and he's loving and that everything's going to be alright, but it's a lie. Jesus Christ comes. And he comes for sinners. And there's a purpose. Yeah, his blood is dearly cost dear. For his blood cleanses from sin. But it starts with conviction of our leprous heart. But it doesn't stop there. We must come to the feet of Jesus by faith. And if we are there, maybe now, at this moment, for God moves in mysterious
ways.
And maybe you came here and didn't even know about your leprous heart. But you were convicted. And now the Lord has drawn you to his feet. And you are down at his feet. And you see a dying Christ. You see the blood of Christ. You see the richness of his blood. But you can't do anything. Because remember what we said in the beginning? It's impossible. But he will do it. If you are at his feet, and you are praising him, and yet you have not received the forgiveness of sin, there's one more thing you need to hear. That when he stretches out his invitation, maybe he's stretching out his invitation today. And by faith we see his hand coming out. And not only his hand comes out, but his lips move. And he says, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole. That's justification. By faith. And if that's happening today, then in heaven, your name is upon his lips. For our God is alive. And he names the names of sinners who are at his feet in heaven. You know what? The angels, they begin to praise him. And they shout for joy when one sinner on earth is brought by faith into the kingdom of God. The Lord, he himself, he stretch out his hand for the preacher has no power. Don't look at the preacher, but look in faith above, where he hand takes out his hand. If you've come back to him, He stretches out his hand. And he says, take my hand. Arise. Your faith in me,
Jesus,
has made you whole. But if you, of the nine, are still at the temple, still in general knowledge, general religion, we have to tell you something. When Christ comes back, he's going to say, I brought my word to your village. Oh, he might be coming back very soon. Only God knows when. But if he comes back tonight, he's going to say, today my word went out in the village. My word, in my providence, and in my counsel, I brought my word to you, but you didn't come. You're of the nine who was satisfied with just the word
of my.
Just with the word, without the power. Just with the word, without the power of the Holy Spirit, to work this truth into your heart. And he's going to require at your hand, he's going to require. When my word came out, and through the preaching, I told you. I brought out my hand. But nobody took my hand. Because they were in the temple. And they had no need of me. But my word came out. And you came not. Oh, friends. If your heart convicts you that if you're of the nine, then the gospel invitation comes out today. Come to his feet and be ye saved. And if you are the one, even this morning, that came already, then praise him. Then stand up and walk. Walk in faith day after day. And testify
of
him. And we say, just a little longer. Even, see, this one young man, he was persecuted for the rest of his life. Because he no longer had need of the priest. And everyone said, no, no. You're wrong to believe in Christ. But he said, no. Though I be persecuted, though I be tempted, I am grounded upon the merits of Christ. And by faith I live. And so we say to you, if you've been by his feet, walk in faith. For your faith has made you whole. Amen.
Amen.